Yeraisa.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Sukkah Membeis Membeis. We're holding a Membeis and Aleph, 11 lines from the bottom by the two dots, by the words Katon Hayadei L'Nanea. So we mentioned in the Mishnah that the Shir for when a Katon is Chai Midrabanon Midin Chinuch in the mitzvah of Arba Minim is once he knows how to shake the Arba Minim. So on that note, says the Gemara Tan Rabbanon, we learned in the Braiso, Katan Hayadei L'Nanea, once you have a Katan who's at this age where he knows how to shake the Arba Minim, he's Chayev B'Lulav. That's when he's Chayev Midrabanon Midin Chinuch in the mitzvah of Lulav. L'Satef, once he knows how to properly put on the talus, Chayev Tzitzis. That's when he's Chayev in Tzitzis. Lishmor Tfilin, once he knows how to guard the Tfilin, he doesn't go into the bathroom with them. So then Aviv L'Kech L'Tfilin, his father has to buy him a pair of Tfilin. Yaidei L'Daber, once he knows how to talk, Aviv Leim De Taira U'Kriya Shema. So then his father already teaches him Taira and Kriya Shema. Now Taira Mahi, what is it referred to when it says Taira? Amar Rav Hamnuna, Taira Tzivolanu Maisha, Meirash Akilas Yaakov. It refers to just that Pasuk. Kriya Shema Mahi, what does it mean when it says Kriya Shema? It says Pasuk Rishon, it just means the first Pasuk of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. A katan who already he knows how to guard his body from not becoming tame. So then aichlan al gufay tahares. So then if tyrus touches body, so you're allowed to eat the tyrus, you can assume it's tar. Lishmar as yadav, once he knows how to guard his hands from not touching tuma. So then also aichlan al yadav tahares. So then you could eat tahares that he touches with his hands. Hayodei lishayo, once he's at the age where you could ask him, did something become tame? And he could answer it properly. So then, if you ask him and he doesn't know, so now you have a case of Safek Tumo. So Bereshis HaYachid Sveik Aitame. So Bereshis HaYachid, the halacha is Safek Tumo, Bereshis HaYachid is Tame. And Bereshis HaRabim Sveik Aitar. When it comes to Bereshis HaRabim, the halacha is that once you have a person who's a daily shayel, and you ask him and he doesn't know, so then Safek Tumo, Bereshis HaRabim, we go Lakula, and we assume it's Tar. Hayudea Lifres Kapov. Once you have a child who's already bar mitzvah, but he knows how to duchen, a katan doesn't duchen, but once he's bar mitzvah and he already knows how to duchen, so then cholken like truma bebeis agranais. So then you could give him truma in public. A katan, we don't give him truma in public because it's a zilzel. But once he duchen, so then everybody knows that he's a gadol, and mamela, now you could give him truma even in public. Hayudea lishchait, once a katan, going back to a katan now, once he knows how to shecht, he knows how to do the physical act of shechita. He doesn't know the halachos, but he knows how to do the physical act. So then, oichlem b'shechitasa, you're allowed to eat from his shechita. Amar Rav Huna, v'hu shegadol ayman al gabav. As long as an adult is standing by him to make sure that he's doing it halachically properly. Yachol le'echol kazayis dagon. Once a child, young child, he knows how to already eat a kazayis of grain. So then, marchikin mitzayasa mimeimei raglov arba ames. Then you have to distance yourself. When he goes to the bathroom, you have to distance yourself from his waist for amos when you want to say Kriya Shema or Davin. Amar Rav Chista, v'hu sheyachol oichlo b'chdei achilas pras. It's only if you could eat it within a shear of k'dei achilas pras, anywhere between 2 and 9 minutes, different shittas. Amar Rav Chiya b'reid Rav Yeva, u'begadol, however, once you have an older child, the Prima Gadam we said says 6 or 7 years old, so then afal pi she'enu yachol oichlo b'chdei achilas pras, even if you can't eat so quickly, still, you have to distance yourself from his tzaya meira glayim. The chziv, as the pasuk says, v'yosef das yosef machiv. That as a person gets more mature and he has more das, so then also his tzaya and his meira glayim is considered tzaya meira glayim. In this regard, that you have to distance yourself for amis. Yachul achol kazayis tzli. Once he knows how to eat a kazayis of roasted meat, shechten all of his pesach. So then you shecht for him the carbon pesach. Shenem, as the pasuk says, ish lfi achloi. So it has to be that he's at the age where he can eat. The shear of eating for the Karman Pesach is a kazayas. The meat was roasted, so that's why the shear is, once he knows how to eat a kazayas of roasted meat. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Achiyachol Levarer Achila. Once you could choose which is the food and which is not the food. Keitzad, how do you test it? Neistin light tsrar vizarkoi, egoiz with night light. If you give him a rack and he throws it out, throws it away, and a nut, and he takes it to eat it, so that's when he's at the age, then now you could shecht for him a Karman Pesach. Hajin Allah Lulav Agazel. Now says the Mishnah, Lulav Arava Shisha V'Shiva. Depending on how the calendar works out, so the mitzvah of Arba Minim and the mitzvah of Arava of going around the Mizbeach with the Aravos, so that sometimes ends up being 6 days of Sukkot, 6 out of the 7 days, and sometimes it's all 7 days. Halal and Simcha, and Simchas Yontif, that's always 8 days. The 7 days of Sukkot plus Shmini Atzeres. Sukkah v'Nisach HaMayim Shiva, the mitzvah of Yeshiva Sukkah, and the mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim, where they would pour water onto the Mizbeach on Sukkot, so that was always 7 days. You always did it all 7 days of Sukkot, but not Shmini Atzeres, but all 7 days of Sukkot. So it was always Shiva. HaChalil, the flu, referring to the Simchas Beis HaShaeva, so that was Chamisha V'Shisha, depending on how the calendar worked out, being that's not Deicha Shabbos or Yontif, so it always ends up being 5 or 7 days. Now says the Gemara, says the Mishnah Vayter, Lulav Shiva Ketzad. We mentioned that Lulav is sometimes all 7 days of Sukkot. What's the type of year where you have Lulav all 7 days? Yom Tov Rishon Shochag Shecholias B'Shabbos. If the first day of Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, so then Lulav Shiva. So then you shake Lulav even on Shabbos. When it's the first day of Sukkot, you shake even on Shabbos. So in such a year, you'll have Lulav all 7 days of Sukkot. However, V'Shar Kol Yomim, if the first day of Sukkot falls out on any other day of the week, so that means Shabbos is going to be one of the subsequent days of Sukkot. So then Shisha, then you only have the mitzvah of Lulav for 6 of the days. The day that falls out on Shabbos, you don't have Lulav, but you have it for the other 6. Abrava Shiva Ketzad. How do you have a Rava all 7 days of Sukkot? Yoyim HaShvi'i Shal Arava Shechol Yais B'Shabbos. If the 7th day of the Rava, the 7th day of Sukkot, referring to Yishana Rabba, if that falls out on Shabbos, so that's the main day of a Rava, so then a Rava Shiva, then it's Deicha Shabbos, and then you have a Rava all 7 days of Sukkot. B'Shar Kol Yomim, however, if Yishana Rabba falls out on any other day of Sukkot, on any other day of the week, so then Shisha, so I mean Shabbos is inevitably going to be one of the first 6 days of Sukkot. On that day, you won't perform the mitzvah of a Rava, and you'll only have a Rava for 6 out of the 7 days of Sukkot. Says the Mishnah, mitzvah lulav ketzad b'Shabbos. How do you perform the mitzvah of lulav on Shabbos? We mentioned that if the first day of Sukkot fell out on Shabbos, they would do the mitzvah even on Shabbos. So how did it play out? Yom Tov Rishon Shochag Shechol Yitz b'Shabbos. Again, if the first day of Sukkot fell out on Shabbos, so what they would do is meilich and es lulvehen laharabayis. So everybody, Erev Shabbos, would bring their lulavim, would bring their arbaminim to the Har HaBayis. You can't carry it on Shabbos, so they wouldn't be able to bring it from their homes to the Har HaBayis on Shabbos, but they would bring it there before Shabbos. V'hachazonin, the people in charge by the Har HaBayis, mekabel mehen, they would take it from everyone who brought them. V'saydra naisan al gabi yitztava, and they would lay them out on the benches on the Har HaBayis. And v'azakenim anichin eshalahem belishka. However, the zakenim, they had their own special room where they placed their arbaminim to not get into the mix with everyone else. They had their own private room where they put their arbaminim. And then umalamdin isam loymar, the bezdin would teach the people, the people, the non-zakenim, they would teach them, when they handed in their arbaminim, they would teach them to say that kol mi shemagia lulav iliyadoi arehu loy b'matana. That anybody who ends up getting my lulav, so I'm giving it to him as a matana. In all likelihood, most people didn't end up getting their actual lulav that they purchased. Everyone would bring their lulav to Arbayis. Everything would get mixed up. Everyone would get a different lulav. But everyone would say beforehand, whoever ends up getting my lulav, I'm giving it to him as a matana. L'machar, the next morning, Shabbos morning, Mashkim and Uboyin, everybody would get up early, Zrizim Akdim and Lamitzvahs, they would come to Arbayis, V'achazonin Zarkin Oysam Lefneihem. And the Chazonin would throw the Arbaminim sets in front of them, V'heim Nechatfen, and everyone would start grabbing, U'makin Ishas Chaveroi, it got a little bit physical, people would hit each other, U'ksheroi U'bezdin Shabayu Lidei Sakana, when Bezdin saw it was even to the point where it was getting dangerous, so Iskinu Shiehei Kol Echad V'Echad Oyta B'Beisai. So they stopped this practice, and they said instead everybody should keep the Arbaminim at home and be Mekayim the Mitzvah at home.